Our Lord Jesus Christ, addressing the people, told them, "Unless you eat of the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you shall not have life in you." He was saying that directly to the people who are listening to him. What does that mean for the present day Christian? What does it mean for us who have not seen him physically? And he had died so many years ago. How do we eat his flesh and drink his blood so as to have life in us? Our Lord Jesus Christ, being God, had taken care of that. When on that evening, he took bread, and then addressing his disciples, he told them, "Take this and eat, for this is my body. For this is my body." That piece of bread right in his hand was no longer bread. It became himself. As a matter of fact, he, being God, was able to collapse the future and the present, so that whatever was going to happen on the cross, he was able to collapse it, bringing his body, the sacrificed body, right into the bread, and it became his flesh. And he gave them to eat. And then after that, he took the chalice, and in the same way, he told them, "This is the chalice of my blood." And merely mentioning that, he also collapsed the future and the present, what was happening right there, and what was to happen on the cross, the blood that was to flow, come into that, and the wine there and then becomes his blood, being able to collapse the future and the present. He gave that to the apostles. And it would have ended there if he did not tell them this word, do this in memory of me. What does that mean? Relive this. Do it again. Continue to do this. And that is why when the priest stands on the altar and says those words that the Lord Jesus himself said, there is also a collapse of time. The past and the present. So whatever happened on the cross that day becomes present right here on the altar. Because that power had been given to him. As long as that priest uses those very words, what we call the ipsissima verba, the very words of our Lord Jesus Christ, the whole thing becomes. There is that transubstantiation. It is no longer bread. It becomes his body. It is no longer wine. It becomes his blood. And therefore, whatever you are taking is now the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. And therefore, you continue to eat that so that you have life in you. And somebody might want to ask, although some people say the question, they say, well, that is, the Eucharist is just a symbol of his blood or a symbol of his body. And the wine is a symbol of his blood. But what you should note here is that the Lord Jesus did not say, this is a symbol of my body. No. He didn't say, this is a symbol of my blood. He said, this is my blood. He said, this is my body. And it became. And some other critics would like to say, well, as God, he was able to do that. But there's no other human being who can perform that. Most of the times in my argument with them, I always refer them to the book of Prophet Ezekiel. If you are familiar with the Valley of the Dry Bones, Prophet Ezekiel chapter 37 verses 1 to 14. When God himself asked the prophet, when he saw all dry bones filling the valley, and then the Lord God said, "Son of man, prophesy to these dry bones." And he did. And they all came together. And then they started joining together. They were tendons. And then we started having skin on them. But there was no breath on them. And then the Lord God himself commanded him again, call on the prophesy to breathe. And he prophesied and they became living. And then they stood up and started walking. This was a human being, a prophet. But by the power of the word, by the power that God has given him, he said, prophesy to these dry bones. And he did. And then they became living. Therefore, a human being with that authority and with the exact words, the power of the words can then change things. And that is what happens on the altar when the priest who is standing in the person of Christ says, this is my body that becomes. And for those who will always say, oh, it's just a replica, it's just a representation, it's just a symbol, then we can run the risk of not having life in us. Because Jesus did not say, unless you eat of the representation or unless you eat of the symbol of my body, you shall not have life. He said, unless you eat of the flesh of the Son of Man. And we present day generation Christians would not have been able to do this if he had not given that power, that authority for us to change the bread into his body. And so as long as the priest uses those, the same exact words of Christ, this is my body. As long as he uses that, the bread here becomes a body. Because after the consecration at the Last Supper, he told them, do this. As do exactly what I am doing. Relieve this. And that is what we have within the chain of succession of the apostles. And right from that authority, the apostles handed them over until it comes to the present day Catholic priests. They have that power. They have that authority to pronounce those words on bread. And the bread becomes the body, and the wine becomes the blood. And so, my dear friends in Christ, what we are celebrating today is not a representative or representation. It's not a symbol. It is a body of our Lord Jesus Christ, because he had given that authority. He had given that power for them to do it, so that we, as Christians, will continue to eat his flesh and drink his blood, so that we may have life in us. So what we come here to celebrate every day in the Eucharist is celebrating that very moment on the cross when the Lord Jesus gave up his life for all of us. Because here is going on exactly what happened on the cross on that fateful Friday when the Lord Jesus handed himself over to the Father as a sacrifice. It is a mystery that is is very difficult to understand. But the important thing is here is, look at it from the eye of love. The love that made God to become man. It was a mystery that a human being could give birth to God. And this God himself, living together with us, was not, he said, before then he could live, he had to live himself in the bread, so that we continue to eat and drink, so that we continue to have life. Today we are celebrating this life. Today we are celebrating this mystery. Today we are celebrating this love of God. It is only when you look at it from that point of view that you will see the mystery that we have. And in most cases, people outside rather see what happens. Because during consecration, what goes on here is a mystery that so many people don't seem to see. Sometimes if God were to give us the eye to see what happens right here, during the consecration, I'm sure we then will know that when we are here, we are in the presence of God. So, my dear friends in Christ, as we are celebrating this feast, of the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, let us thank God first and foremost for making this possible for us, that we live to come and eat the flesh and blood of his Son, so that we may have life. And as our Lord Jesus Christ says, he who eats my body and drinks my blood lives in me, and I in him, and I will raise him up on the last day. We believe that with this then, on the last day, he will raise us up. That's what St. Paul asks here. When we break the bread, is it not the participation in the Eucharist? So when we do this, we have to thank God who has been able to make this possible for us. What our senses cannot see, let faith bring it to us. Let us stand up and profess our faith in God.